This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, December 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Delta Tunnel gets SoCal nod. China almond waivers uncertain. And Dems counter on farm aid. Metropolitan commits $142 million for Delta Tunnel. The governing board for the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California yesterday approved $142 million to advance Governor Gavin Newsom's Delta Tunnel proposal. The district is the nation's largest provider of treated water and a major contractor for the state water project. The money will fund the district's share of environmental planning and pre-construction costs. Newsom celebrated the news, calling his downsized tunnel project one of the nation's most important infrastructure projects in generations. His office noted that 11 other local water agencies have also signed on for the next phase of the project. The total cost of the tunnel would be $20 billion. Meanwhile, on yet another stop on his post-election rural tour, Newsom visited a Colusa County rice farm to tout another regional workforce development plan. He took the opportunity to promote the site's reservoir project and his role in streamlining the judicial review process for the environmental permit. Newsom told the president-elect yesterday, Donald Trump, this is your kind of project. Now take note, Newsom hinted at, quote, a new groundwater plan, saying, quote, we'll give you the details another day. While he is likely referring to streamlining permits for groundwater recharge, AgriPulse has scooped the details on regulations in the works to curb subsidence due to groundwater pumping. Now, for more on these regulations, you can read the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. China almond waivers uncertain. At the almond conference in Sacramento yesterday, industry experts warned that China would likely withdraw almond waivers if President-elect Donald Trump follows through on raising tariffs. It was an easy retaliatory move for China to take in 2018 that, according to Sharon Balmer Larson, former assistant U.S. trade representative, Jonathan Hoff, chair of the Almond Board's Technical and Regulatory Affairs Committee, said it led to, quote, almost a full stop for Californians. There was a blank period in the market where we didn't receive inquiries or interest from our major customers over there. Larson also cautioned exporters will, quote, need to be on their toes to take advantage of other markets if Australia begins shipping into China. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Monarch butterfly proposed for Endangered Species Act protection. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing to list the monarch butterfly as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, citing loss of habitat to development, logging, and use of herbicides. Since the 1980s, the butterfly's eastern migratory population has declined about 80%. The western migratory population has dropped by more than 95%, putting the western population at greater than 99% chance of extinction by 2080, FWS said in a news release. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Opinion, the proven power of fuel breaks. In his opinion piece for AgriPulse, Matt Diaz, president of the California Forestry Association, advocates for adequate funding for post-fire reforestation efforts and fuel break management in disaster aid legislation. You can read the full piece at agripulse.com. Scoop. Democrats offer $10 billion in market relief amid intense talks. Lawmakers continue what's described as intense negotiations over what's going to be included with a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. It is not clear yet that GOP leaders will agree to add a package of market relief for farmers. The latest Democratic counteroffer, obtained last night by AgriPulse, would provide nearly $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. That would include $8.8 billion in payments to producers for crop year 2024. Another $1 billion would go toward reimbursing 15% of premiums and fees paid for crop insurance and NAP coverage. The Democratic proposal would roll Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding into the Farm Bill to create permanent baseline, although the climate sideboards would be retained for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. The proposal also calls for funding orphan Farm Bill programs at existing levels for 1 year and creating baseline for the Office of Urban Agriculture. Now take note, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse early Monday that there were intense negotiations underway over the Farm Bill extension and they're ongoing. And I, certainly all Republican members of the Ag Committee, would be concerned if there is not economic assistance, he said. Thompson said he spoke with House Speaker Mike Johnson and said he's very supportive of providing aid to farmers. Ag senators gear up for RFK Jr. meetings. Members of the Senate Ag Committee say they're eager to meet with Kennedy to discuss some of his comments on the food and agriculture industry, including his criticism of pesticides. Yesterday, Politico reported that Kennedy has scheduled 20 meetings with senators next week, that to discuss the nomination to lead the HHS. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said he's planning to meet with Kennedy in January. Kennedy originally didn't set up a meeting, but reached out to the senator offering to talk if he has any concerns. The Ag Committee's top Republican, John Bozeman, also said he hopes to meet with Kennedy. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas said he has a meeting planned and voiced concern about the cost of restricting pesticides for farmers. There's lots of great things we can focus on, though, to make America healthy again, Marshall said, arguing that farmers already are using fewer chemicals. Let's accentuate the positive, and I think there's room for both of us. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, the top Republican of the Appropriations Subcommittee that writes FDA's annual budget, wants to discuss Kennedy's plans for that agency and the dietary guidelines for Americans. Well, here's today's final word. There's so much work that needs to get done that Alexi Rodriguez, who bid farewell as board chair of the Almond Board at its annual conference yesterday. Rodriguez is transitioning to lead the Almond Alliance and its state and federal lobbying efforts. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, December 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.